Welcome back to the Dink and Dish podcast. My name is Barbara Wadowski. I'm with fitness legend and icon, and I can never think of enough good things to say about her, Tammy Lee Webb. Welcome back.
Thank you. Happy to be here with you, girl.
I'm happy to be here, and we're going to start every show by saying one thing and one thing only. Dinking is not warm-up. I say it so often. Matter of fact, I was in a group chat with so this week we started what's called interleague play. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of fun because I am I play with a place called Courtside Kitchen. So it's just, I mean, we're just a bunch of ladies that like to, you know, play pickleball and lunch together. And we're playing, it's from a tennis association. So we're playing other country clubs.
Oh, la-di-da-di-da.
So it's not the Island of the Misfits and we're not the Bad News Bears, but it's funny. So in this, I talk about Kimmy a lot because she's our team captain. Uh-huh. So she comes walking on into, you know, courtside all decked out, looking all hot. And she's the coach. So she has the clipboards and she's telling us we're playing great. She's the one coaching us all the, like, but in the beginning when we started, she's like, get there early to warm up. And I just put, because dinking's not a warm up, LOL.
They're going to catch on. Yeah.
Either that or they're going to kill me, one or the other. I can't decide. They're either going to love it or hate it. But yes, we started this week with interleague play. And we won a couple of the games, and it goes by points. If you score higher than six, you get a point. Uh-huh. If they win, they get two unless you get six, and then you get a point, something like that. So I don't know how it works exactly. I'm just there for the cute clothes and to – play pickleball and match with my girlfriends. But
yeah, sure.
We didn't do well though, but we had fun. I said we were fun, we were cute, and we were enjoyable to play with. And that's all that matters.
That's all that matters. And this is in Houston, right? Is this?
No, Dallas, Fort Worth.
Dallas. Okay. So just so you all know, so Barb's in Dallas. I am in San Diego, and our roads will cross soon.
But eventually.
Well, you used to be a Southern California
girl. I was a SoCal girl. I'm a new transplant.
Excellent. Well, by the way, belated, because I believe it was yesterday, happy birthday.
Thank you. You know, it's so cute because the pickleball community is so sweet. They had like a little party for me.
I
cried. Like, it's crazy how you can move to a different state, leave everything you know and love, except for my kids. Like, my family's here, like my kids and my grandkids, but I left my friends, I left my community there, and to find what I found here through pickleball, I mean, it's, if you move to a new state, a new community, go to a pickleball place and find your people.
I know. I was just telling our mutual friend, Heather, because she's still single. I'm like, girl, you need to pick up pickleball.
Right?
Because she was saying, I am so over these dating sites. And I'm like, I would not be on those dating sites. I'd be at the pickleball court. There are some hotties there.
Yes.
So, she's like, yeah, maybe I should. I'm like, yeah.
Well, yeah, she's athletic.
Yes.
So first of all, she's okay. Let's try to pitch Heather right now.
Well, and she's a model. And she's a model. So she's a model. Right in everything.
She's beautiful. Yeah. She's funny. And she has athletics. You know, she taught aerobics back in the day.
Yeah.
Oh, she needs to go to the court because they have like mix and match where you don't have a partner. They'll put you with someone. Like, oh my God, I'm going to text her today. I'm going to have Nancy, my sister, get on it because that'd be a great way for having a community.
That would be great. And then the other person you might know is Pete McCall. He's
from
Missouri. Okay. So he messaged me and was like, hey, I saw your guys' Dink and Dish podcast. Oh my God. I didn't know that you were into pickleball. I'm like, what? And he goes, I'm just learning it. I want to get into it. He goes, do you think maybe we can go someplace and play? And I'm like, absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. So
insider information. So Pete McCall is an industry legend. He's been around forever. He has a lot of things published. He's a content creator and a fitness expert. That's cool. I'm glad that it's starting to become more people know about pickleball. And it's not just, I think people think it's for like the villages and it's for, you know, retired folk,
old
people playing pickleball. Yeah. And that's definitely, it's definitely an answer for that. I mean, it's a great way for anybody to find, you know, their community, but it's actually, the age range is, by the way, I took a clinic last week and the kid was a golfer from TCU. I think I told you that a golfer from TCU, he's probably like 24 and he's so good at pickleball.
Yeah. Well, the youth is getting into it.
Yeah.
Of course.
Do you remember back in the day, like the, because I liken it to this, former D1 athletes, they're good at everything, right? So they're good at it. My son who played football, I remember they go bowling, they all break 200. You know, they play basketball, they all go for the three-point shots. They're so good at every sport they touch. So now in pickleball, I notice a lot of volleyball players. I play against a lady who ran hurdles at what's that big Duke. She ran hurdles at Duke. So she's like long and lean and lovely and a D1 athlete. Like, they're finding their place in pickleball because they're so good at sports, and this one is so inviting.
Right. Well, it's good a good for thing everyone. You can't take the ball out of the air. You got to let it drop first in the kitchen, or they would kill us. But
it's funny because if ever a ball comes crashing at you faster than usual, it's usually a young D1 athlete that doesn't know the rules and is in the kitchen. I've noticed that a couple times, but when you're playing, you don't really catch on to what's happening. You're like, wait a second, it didn't bounce and she was in the kitchen.
Yeah, especially when you're just learning, you're trying to learn all the rules and different things, because I play socially, you play more competitively, and it's not because I'm not competitive. I am so competitive, but I'm not playing competitively because I have my knee issues and I don't want to have a partner and have bad knees and say, oh, blame it on my knees. Mm-hmm. So I play socially, but I'm still competitive. But I noticed that, that we don't always, not all the girls will abide by the rules. Mm-hmm. So I didn't know, but everybody has their little sayings of, I guess I give this look. So when somebody either makes a really bad call or they stepped in the kitchen, I give them the look like, so you're not going to call that on yourself? Okay, well, so I guess I give the look.
Love it.
Yeah. Everybody it's funny has too a different when, way of when, saying it.
It's interesting. We're going on and on about tangents right now, but that's what the podcast is all about, just pickleball. When I play with certain people are known, and you never want this to be you, for calling it out when it's in, or calling it in when it's out when it benefits them. And a great rule of thumb for that is if you're not absolutely 100% positive it was out or in, give it to the other side, because the worst thing that can happen to you in pickleball is to be known as someone who doesn't call the right shot, like calls the shot in or out wrong. Yeah. Like if you're branded as that,
Well, you know, it's one of the worst things. Let's talk about that for a minute, because I totally agree with you, and it happens with our group. But I also feel like when you're, depending on where you're standing in the court, so if I'm on the far side, let's say to the right, and the ball goes to the left, and I see it out, but my partner calls it in, it's different, or she doesn't see it and then I call it out, but the opposite team can see it right on the line and it's like, yeah, it was probably in, and you're like, but it's your call,
and yeah, it's your call.
It really depends on where you're standing.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So anyway, ball calling, exactly. Or stepping in the kitchen. Do you call it on yourself or do you call it on the player?
I'll call it on myself.
I do too.
I've never called it on the opposing team, probably because I'm so busy paying attention to like where the hell the ball is, not where their feet are. But I would call it on myself, and my partners tend to call it on themselves too, or call like they'll say, you stepped in the kitchen. I'm like, did I? Cause you, I've been in prison where you try to stop yourself. Kitchen. I fall in the kitchen. And I know too, I'm so fast getting to the line, like getting to the net, that, I'll get any ball, but then I can't get out of the kitchen in time to save my life. And then you lose the point anyway, cause I hit it where I can't get it. And my partner's out playing, like out on a different side of the court. So the kitchen's tricky, but that's what makes pickleball fun.
Yeah, it does.
I mean, well, today we're going to talk about hips and, listen, in honor of my husband's hip surgery next week, he's having a full hip replacement, and his hip replacement is genetic. It's like a square peg in a round hole. It's one of those genetic things. So my kids have to watch out for that. So we're not talking about that type of hip problem where it's something you're just kind of born with it. We're talking about overuse, how to strengthen, and how to solve problems. And the hip is very complex. Tamil, you've got the master's degree in this, so feel free.
Yeah, the hip flexors, it tends to be a really common thing, especially with men. and they're just tight. So I always used to think about it this way. When you look at gymnasts, you know how gymnasts have that, they come up and they hyperextend. So they have that lordosis, that little curve. They have really tight low back because they're arching and they've stretched the muscles in the front. And but their hip flexors, they can certainly move from front to back. But that, so the pelvis is tilted for forward. Right? Am I doing this right? Yeah. Forward. I'm usually a person in action. I got to do it.
I'm doing it down here.
Tilting forward or tilting it forward this way. And a lot of people don't. So they stand up and they hyperextend and that puts stress on their low back. But if you're sitting for long periods of time, you are tightening up those hip flexors. So the hip flexors are right in the front. They help our legs, bring our legs up toward our spine. They also extend toward the back. But your hips, I mean, if you think about it, here's your legs and you can go lateral out to the side. You can go to the front and you can go back and you can go across internally or across adductus. So you you want to think about having your hip flexors be more extended. Now, back in the days, do you remember this? I used to always be aware of, I don't want tight hip flexors because that's causing the lower doses like a gymnast, right? So I would always say, don't work your hip flexors. But that is not true. You do need to work your hip flexors. And if they are in this flex position, so we're both sitting right now, right? So you've
I'm standing.
Oh, you're standing? I'm so jealous.
Standing desk, I
don't
know.
I don't have a standing desk. So
look at me, I had to show up. For you don't see me, I'm bouncing up and down.
So anyway, I'm sitting. So I'm in that flex position. So I'm shortening them. Well, if I'm in a job where I have to sit for 8 hours and I have some clients that are like that. And I'm like, look, you got to set a timer every 45 minutes, 30 minutes is even better. You've got to stand up.
Yep.
You've got to extend those hip flexors. You've got to stretch them. Now there's many ways that you can stretch them. Sorry, my headset keeps falling off of me. Okay. So you want to be able to stand up and it's basically put one leg behind you. So I'm so jealous. I'm not standing right now. So you put one leg behind you, one in front. So you're in a split stance. And all you have to do is do that pelvic tilt. So you're pushing your butt forward. Think about pushing it forward, squeezing your glute, and you can feel that stretch on the hip flexor. Now, if you raise, so let's say your right leg is back, your left leg is forward, and you're going to extend that right arm. If you extend that right arm and lean slightly to the side, you're going to feel it stretch a little bit more. And just by doing a few of those stretches, that's going to help tremendously.
Oh, yeah. Right. And so it's anterior pelvic tilt and a posterior pelvic tilt. And if you kind of play, if you put your hands on your hips, you kind of rock back and forth, you'll find where you're super tight. And if you're tight in your hip flexors, if they're shortened, that's how, you know, the hips don't lie. so many of our problems come from the hips, and people carry tension in their hips. And the hip complex also includes the glutes, and we'll talk about the glutes at a different time.
Yes.
But if you can, you know, my panacea for almost everything right now is fire off your glutes. If your hips are tight, fire your glutes. If your back hurts, fire your glutes. If you have a knee pain, fire it. Just because we talk about that. I talk about it all the time. My friend Mark brought to that butt amnesia when you sit. And your butt, but it's true. Google it. It's awesome.
Yeah.
So your butt, when you're sitting down, your butt is completely stretched. Hip flexors are shortened.
Yep.
And so those hip flexors don't know how to make even your glutes that they don't want to help with anything you do because they're always short. So if you can lengthen the glutes, lengthen your hip flexors by firing off your glutes a little bit, and it takes some time. And foam rolling is wonderful for hips too. Mm-hmm. You know, any type of foam rolling, it's not comfortable to lay on that foam roll on your stomach. I know that, but you kind of rock back and forth. Yeah. I also have a Theragun. And I'll Theragun my hips sometimes because I have that iliac crest syndrome. And I think it's from twisting motion, it's from torque. So it's from pickleball, obviously, and probably from sitting. Yeah. But if I can just stretch it.
the hip flexors are stabilizers. They help us with walking, with jogging, with almost every movement. So they're involved, even though they're a very short little muscle. I mean, it's not like it's a long muscle like our quadriceps, but with them being tight, they can cause a lot of problems, both in the groin area, the low back, sciatica. I mean, there's so many things. So it's important that if you are in a seated position, I always think of this when I'm flying. You know, I have a big trip coming up to Africa and it's like 10 hours to Heathrow. And then it's another 11 hours to Cape Town. I'm like, okay, so I'm calculating, I can sleep for a little while, lay down, sleep, so I'm not in that crunch position. But you know, I'm going to be up and moving around as much as possible.
Yeah.
Because one of the worst things to do is to sit there. And then what else am I going to be traveling with? Of course, my bands.
Yes.
Because this is going to activate those glutes. So if you're sitting on your, I'm going to call it a rumpa, which is Norwegian for butt, is that you're sitting on it for so long, you're tightening up those hip flexors, you've got to do something. So just by contracting the gluteus muscles while you're seated, so if you can't get up, contracting those glutes, that will help.
Let me ask you, on an airplane, I've thought about doing this because I go back and forth from here to California. It's only a 3-hour flight, but I suck at sitting. And I put my hands on the outside of my knees and I do adduction work like to try to fire off my quads and my glutes. Wow. I shouldn't feel dumb about just bringing a stupid band on the plane. And
oh, no. I do it all the time.
And I want to normalize healthy things.
People look at you like, what are you doing?
Okay.
Just like I walk backwards every day up our street with my dog because I'm working my knees. I'm trying to strengthen the tibialis that's going to help my knee. I don't care what people think.
I don't either. So why? That's so funny you say that because I usually don't care. Yeah, I'm going to because when I sit on it, okay, my husband's going to be mortified. He'll be mortified. He'll have to get over it. Suck it up, buttercup. Because
he'll get he sits somewhere else.
Right. But I really think when I'm on a plane, like if I could just do adduction stuff right here, just anything, adduction, abduction, just to kind of like I squeeze in, I squeeze out just to make my butt fire off a little bit because sitting, because I start getting pain down my back and stuff. And that is all related to pickleball because most of us sit. And I do stand at my desk here, but I sit when I'm on the couch and I sit it like I sit enough. I sit when I drive. Yeah. And all of those things inhibits good movement on the pickleball court.
Yes.
You know, sitting is the antithesis of what you want to do before you play pickleball.
Yes. Whatever it is that you're doing prior is going to affect when you get on court. So if you're not warming up, you're going from, let's say if you're sitting, you're going from a bad position where you're tightened up and then you're going out on a court where you've got to be mobile. Things are happening fast. It's the same with on our first show where we talked about the ankles and the Achilles. Yep. And the number one supposedly injury in pickleball is the Achilles. It's the same thing. So if your Achilles is shortened by wearing heels, let's say, and then you go into your sneakers and now you're flat. They've got to stretch. You've got to take the time to stretch because it takes time to get there.
I did see this week when I took that clinic, I think I said this already, but the girls, no, this happened this week. The girls were joking around about doing warm-up stuff down at the other end of the pickleball court. So like, look, Barbara, and they were squatting and they were shuffling. So It is starting to rub off because I do it. I'm not embarrassed to do that because I know what I'm doing is smart and everybody should do it. No different than drinking water. Yeah. But I'm going to normalize rubber bands on an airplane. That's going to be my new thing too.
When you get my age, Barbara, it won't matter. You do what you want to do. You don't care.
I'm almost there. Tammy Lee, I'm almost there. I'm only a couple years behind you. Okay. And every year you get a little closer to that, don't you? Every year.
Yes. You don't care anymore. That's right.
No. You want to go into the trivia?
Yes. Okay. So this is a trivia for pickleball. If you don't know, what does ATP stand for in pickleball?
Well, ATP. I know what it stands for. I've never done it before. Around the pole.
Either. Yeah.
I played with someone the other day that did.
Did you? Oh, wow.
Yes. Because if you're in a good dinking game and the dinking starts really going cross court, cross court, cross court, this, and then it kind of picked, they put a little pace on it. Yeah. Far, and she nailed it. And she didn't even believe she did it. I'm like, no, you did an ATP. Like, you did it. Yeah,
did she my, my tweener.
She had no tweeners, but we did. Okay, we did play with that though.
A woman that finally did a tweener.
Yeah, okay,
a woman that did it. I was blown away. Okay, so here's the second trivia question, and it has to do with fitness. Is what is the recommended amount of water that you should be drinking to keep yourself hydrated while playing pickleball?
Well, let me ask you. On Fridays, sometimes we'd start drinking beer with pickleball at noon, so that doesn't count. I bet you if you have a beer, you have to double it. So
you have to.
You'll need to help me. You'll have to help me.
So the recommendation is 7 to 10 ounces. Let's say before you go out and in between. So if, when you're switching sides, you want to drink your water. Obviously, depending on the weather, if it's a lot hotter and you're playing outside like we do here in San Diego, you probably want to drink a little bit more. But yeah, you want to keep yourself hydrated, because if you don't, that's where your muscles will get, it's like dried up. You'll get cramps.
You'll also get
headaches. That's right. The beef jerky, you'll get headaches. So definitely keep yourself hydrated. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's, I've never played pickleball and drank beer till I moved to Texas. And I, one of the ladies I play with, she'll get like a light beer every now and then. And I'm telling you, don't judge. Don't judge. A good beer on the pickleball court, it's carbohydrates. There's a whole documentary called How Beer Saved the World. Google it. I'm telling you, it's a panacea for bad play.
Yeah.
I think Rachel drinker. Plays better. I think she plays better when she has a beer sometimes. So, but I do know for sure that if you do have a beer, you have to drink more water. So you'll be peeing a lot more. That's for sure.
Yes. For every alcohol that you have or coffee, it dehydrates you. You should have two glasses or 8 ounces of water to counteract.
Good Lord. These ladies come to the court with those big, huge Stanleys. I mean, there's no excuse to not be hydrated. I wanted to be, I joke, and this is no judgment, but I was going to die one of the few women without a belly button ring, a tattoo, or a Stanley cup. And my daughter got me a Stanley cup for Christmas. So now I'm just going to die without the tattoo or the belly button ring.
Okay. I don't think any of my gals have any of those. Maybe a Stanley cup. Definitely a Stanley cup. I'm wrong on that, but no tattoos or belly rings.
Oh. Everyone I know, it seems like I always joke about that. Yeah, I'm like, I'm just, first of all, I don't like the same pair of shoes like 6 months from now. So there's not any artwork I could put on myself where I'd be like, yeah, that's smart for me.
Let me ask you a question though.
Yeah.
If you were going to have a tattoo, what would it be? What would it, and where would it go?
I would probably put it somewhere like on my wrist.
Okay.
I don't know why. And I probably put the Texas star now or California with a lion through it. No, I'm joking. A Texas star. I don't even know. Like I don't have it. Like my mom said once before she passed away, she wanted to get like a butterfly, but, I would do like somebody asked me that. That's a good question. I've never given it that much thought.
Yeah. And mine was, I would probably put it either, first of all, it would be a paw, a dog's paw.
Oh,
and it would maybe be here or on the inside, somewhere like that.
That'd hurt though. First of all, I'm such a weenie about that too.
Yeah. Like, I would never do it.
I don't want.
Yeah. No, thanks.
That's such a good question though. I've never given that whole lot of thought. I have friends that put like breathe to remind them to like, it's really pretty. I think it's pretty on people. Like some of my girlfriends have beautiful artwork.
I wonder how many people have put like a pickleball or something on their ass.
I was thinking my gut instinct was I would put a pickleball on my ankle, but I wouldn't. I would do like a star or I don't know, a teardrop right here. No.
Oh my God.
That was under my eye, by the way. So I don't know what that means, but so obviously I'm not a tattoo expertise.
Yeah. I don't think that's a good thing, but
no,
anyway.
Probably not. No. Well, this was fun, Tammy Lee.
Yes, it's fun. And I was going to be playing some pickleball this Sunday, but we're expecting rain. And we
again?
Yes, I'm so bummed because I only play usually about 3 times a week. And I really look forward to it because it's my happy place.
Yeah.
And when I don't get it in, it's like, ugh, I need to find an indoor court.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. And like the courts at courtside are covered. They're not indoor, but they're covered. So it's nice. You still get a breeze, but, and the courts do stay fairly dry. They get some moisture on them, but they do a great job drying them up, but they're covered. So it's not been a big problem. Sometimes it's a problem if it rains a lot at night and they just can't clean the courts off for the morning. But it's rained so much in California. Thank God, because you needed the rain. Yeah. Since I left California, it's rained more than it ever has. I've never seen you guys get so much rain, which is
well,
good.
It must be because we're crying because you left.
Exactly. And they all just miss me. So,
yeah.
Well, thank you for listening to our podcast. We're going to talk about all things pickleball and fun. Make sure you subscribe and please share it. And we did get some feedback. So we have a growing list of things that people want us to talk about. So I think next, instead of going to the glutes, we'll go to the groin next. That'd be a whole different podcast. That'll be for our members only. No, members only. No, only fans, which we don't have. No. It would be a tennis elbow, because I've had a lot of people ask about that, about tennis elbow. Mm-hmm. So next week we'll talk about that and how to help prevent it, how to fight it, how to work through it. And I know some ladies, they're just out. They can't even play because of it. And that's what you don't want to have happen.
Yeah. And that's what we're trying to help and prevent. So you guys can always go over to One Pickleball Prehab and, Instagram. And that's where we posted some of the warm-ups, some stretches, some exercises that we do prior to going out on the court. And reach out to us. If you have certain things you want us to talk about, please let us know so we can share.
Yeah. And in our show notes, I'll have the links. We didn't talk about any type of equipment this week, except for the booty bands. And I'll always link those. Right. But you can, our emails are on there. The links to our Instagram page is on there. So thanks for listening. You guys really appreciate it. We're a growing audience and I appreciate it because this is fun and we really do want to be a blessing to the pickleball community. Just a lighthearted, fun group.
And real quick, I know you can go anywhere and get them, but I do have an Amazon page and I do have some of the booty bands on there and these. So you can
we'll link to that. There. We'll link to the Amazon through your page. That sounds great.
Awesome.
All right, everybody.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Thanks, everybody. Have a great week.
Bye, Barbara.
Bye.